Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
You know, you always get that feeling where Thursday is a perfect day. You start feeling the weekend coming.
The little giddiness thing.
Ah, yes.
It's almost like the release, the relaxing or whatever.
Yeah, you know that your reward is coming.
It's coming, yeah.
Hopefully that's how it feels to you. So much exciting stuff coming up for me on weekends. You do remember what I'm doing this weekend, Murphy, yes?
Oh, boy.
It's my favorite thing in the world when he doesn't.
Well, it's not Easter weekend. That's your girls' getaway weekend.
Wait. Easter weekend is with our daughters, a mother and daughter's weekend.
Yeah, I'm sorry. When I said the girls, yeah, I meant our daughters. This is your friends. This is Rachel and Lisa.
Right. Just a day, like a day trip. We're going to spend all day Saturday. So, Sam, you could come over and you guys could have a bro day if you wanted.
Okay.
Didn't you say?
Hammer up some drywall.
What was it that you said the other day? Bros before Jode?
I'm washing the cat Saturday.
Are you? All right, well, have fun with that.
Good. I'll expect a video of that, please. Anyway, it's just something that it's so cool to look forward to that. We've been friends, Rachel and Lisa and I, since before. Well, actually, in junior high is where, I met Lisa in elementary school. We met Rachel in junior high, and then we were inseparable from that point on.
And that's cool to have lifelong friends like that.
It is. And we have very different lives, the three of us. We're at the same place in life, yet we have very different lives. And so I think the last time we did this, I drove, and we're talking about a day trip. We're talking an hour or two away.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to lunch, and we had a reservation, and we went window shopping, and we just spent the day talking and having a really good time. This time, I think, I'm not involved in the planning this time. I'm just showing up. I don't think I'm even driving this time. Yay.
Okay.
You know, I don't love to drive. But I don't mind it. But if I'm visiting, I'd rather just be in the passenger seat. I think we're going to go do some art. Like, we're going to go see some art.
Oh, you don't
what
mean
kind
like
of art?
One of those wine and paint things, huh?
No. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We're going to go see some art. There's some art exhibit somewhere that we're supposed to go see. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, usually when you see those, you know what you're talking about or where you're going.
Right, exactly.
We're going to go see that art exhibit somewhere.
I'm not planning this one. I'm just excited. I will just show up with bells on. The real reason.
$10 says it's at a museum.
Yeah. This is original art? Is it?
Do we know? I think it's more like, not museum. I think it's more like a show. It's like a lot of artists coming together in one place.
An exhibit.
And we're going to that. It's not in a museum.
Kind of like what they call the starving artist thing, where you got the
gathering. Not exactly that either.
Okay.
Anyway, I should have looked it up before speaking to you guys, but honestly, it's so lovely. And I just...
I'm driving, and she clearly didn't plan the weekend either, huh?
I'm extra excited about it, you know?
I know you are.
It's nice to have a small, even if it's a few hours, special occasion to look forward to. Otherwise, you know what I would do Saturday? Water the plants and do the laundry and do the groceries.
Which talk all to of your
that,
husband.
Well, all of that will have to be done anyway. Spent last Saturday with Murphy. He and I took a little day trip.
Yeah.
It was really sweet.
It was fun.
Had some tacos, had some coffee, did some window shopping.
Saw some art.
We did not do any art.
No.
But my real one that I'm looking forward to, like I cannot believe, is this trip with Taylor and Phoebe, our girls. I don't know why I've never did this before, probably because they lived with us.
Yeah, I was going to say, any vacation we did, they came with us when they were living with us. But
it's just the mom-daughter thing.
No,
they would, anytime they need me or whatever, they'll just come, hey, mom, can I talk to you? And pile into bed, whether it's something funny or it's something serious, you know, whatever it may be. But now that they both do not live under the same roof right now, there's a potential for one or two of them to come back, and that's fine. They're at that place in life, but I want it, and they really want it. They're excited about it, and I am too. I had lunch with a friend of mine this week, and she was like, wow, this weekend that you're doing is so cool. I cannot wait to hear about it. And the thing about going away for a mother-daughter weekend, we are not over-planning. We're just, we know where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
We do have that down.
Kind of like the art show.
I told the girls, we'll go thrifting if you want. We'll go get nails and pedicures done if you want.
Yeah.
The rest of it, because that is for me, that's a sweet spot.
Mm.
Impromptu.
Yes.
I love a day, because if you don't have too much planned, whatever you stumble upon ends up being fantastic.
Yeah, the surprises wind up being the things that you talk about.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the unexpected.
I know. I'm so excited about it. Mm. I'm not even going to try to force. I thought to myself, I need to have something special to give them from this weekend or something like that. But I'm not. I don't think I need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, once my mom and I went away for the weekend before I knew you, way before I knew you, Murphy. After my dad had died mm-hmm. and she had remarried, she took me. Away. We went away together for the weekend. We did a little shopping, and that's when she gave me, you know, this story, the diamond earrings. She gave me a gift. I didn't know it was coming. She was just like, oh, by the way, I wanted you to have this. And I realized, oh, this is why we went away for the weekend. And she gave me, it was a little jewelry box that I opened, and a pair of diamond earrings were sitting there, little studs. And I was like, well, thanks. It's not a special occasion. Plus I wear big earrings, Mom. I was a teenager. And she was like, before your dad died, he and I put these on layaway, and we paid on them, and we were going to give them to you together.
Oh,
he was going to give them to you when you graduated high school. Of course, he died before I graduated high school.
Right.
And so this was after I graduated high school, before I moved away, and she gave those to me. And hence, that's why I always have
that's
the second
poignant.
Hole, because I wear the little studs, and I still have those diamond studs to this day.
Yeah.
But so I don't have diamond earrings for Taylor and Phoebe this weekend. I mean, Easter weekend, but
yeah.
I kind of feel like that'd be cool to have something like that, but I don't think they need it. They just need the time.
Yeah.
The girl time.
Yeah. I think that's the kind of thing that happens organically.
Totally.
At some point, you'll want to do a get together. You'll find something you want them to have, and you can build it around that.
Yeah.
But this one, you can just go away and have a good time.
I know. We are. When we get back, by the way, on Sunday, it's going to be straight to Dad. They're going to want to see you. They're going to want you to take us to dinner, I'm sure.
Hmm.
Are you bringing any souvenirs back for Dad?
Always. Hmm. We always do. We do.
It's usually simple, silly, you know.
It's not diamond earrings.
Something peanut butter filled, usually.
Oh, yum.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.